Sean Burks, the head football coach with the Ottoman Wheelers, joining us here as they get ready to head to West Harrison coming up on Friday night for a huge district matchup. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you.
Yeah, thanks for the coverage week in and week out, all season long. Appreciate it.
Sean, you guys, I mentioned a huge matchup. Had one last week, needed a win to be able to stay in the district hunt. You get that. Now you head to the team that's in first place in the district with a chance to put your guys' self in really good shape heading into week number 8. So a big game coming up for you on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, that's all you can ask is to still be in the hunt. You know, as every week goes by, there's more and more teams that have had nothing to play for. And you want to give yourself a chance to have something to play for come week 8. And last week was a big step in getting to that. The big victory over CRB and to get by the magical 17-point mark was good for us, was big for us. Now our kids are a lot, they can play a little freer. I think we're not so tight and anxious maybe, or nervous, so to speak. Not that we were last week, but I think if we would have had a loss last week, I think there might have been some doubt and some nervousness and, you know, kind of that backs against the wall. And now we can go out and play our best ball. You know, we can just go out there and we can play free and loose. We can go out there where it's a road game. You know, we kind of just hop on the bus and go play spoiler. And that's a fun opportunity to play. And, you know, the West Harrison's really good, but at the same time, and we respect them, but at the same time, you know, it's not like it's a challenge our boys are afraid of by any means. So I'm excited for the opportunity this week, and we'll see what happens Friday night.
Good week of practice for you guys?
Yeah, so far it's been good. Kids seem to be locked in. Film was good Monday night. JV kids had a JV game Monday night, came out of that pretty healthy. Those are always two good things to get through. And I know then practice in the week is going pretty good. You know, there's always a little bit of install. More than anything this time of year, you're trying to keep everybody healthy, keep everybody fresh. Get in, get out by 5:15, 5:30, and move on. So far, so good.
You guys have seen this West Harrison team in the past and had success against them. They're different this year. Where are they different? Is it just because they're older this year and a lot of them are seniors?
I think it starts with Coach Stevenson. You know, he's kind of in the rock there. You know, he's been there 4 or 5 years now. These are the kids that started with, you know, his eighth grade freshman groups. Now he's getting to see them all the way through. It's amazing what stability in a coaching staff and buy-in will do. They're finally getting all the athletes to come out for football and stay out for football. They're building something really good there. They've always had the athletes walk in the halls. Now they're getting them to get out for football and stay out for football, and you're seeing how they're reaping the benefits now. So it's just a really athletic group. They're success in basketball, and you know, they beat a really good HSCW team in sub-state to advance to state basketball. I think that says a lot for our kids, because our kids had seen Avoca twice last winter and were very impressed with them. Just to see how athletic West Harrison is, they're big, they're physical, they're athletic, they know their system well. They don't run a ton of concepts, but the concepts they do run, they run well. They're multiple. They can go under, they can go gun, they can go wildcat with multiple kids. They're comfortable throwing it. They're comfortable running it. They know what they are. They know what their identity is. It's a run first group, but they're not afraid to throw it when they want to and when they have to. And there's a reason they're undefeated.
Coach, I was really impressed with your defensive line last week and the way they were able to get into the backfield and contain Coon Rapids Bears' run game. Going to have to do a similar job this week, or is it a little bit of a different job against West Harrison and their running attack?
Oh, D-line is going to be critical. You know, there's no doubt about it. Anytime you're playing a team that wants to run the ball, if they're able to get a surge and you got to get creative with blitzes and bring in extra guys because your D-line's not getting it done by themselves, you're just in for a long night. So last week our D-line played outstanding. We rotated about four guys there at those three spots between Gabe, Lane, Isaac, and Cooper. They really held the fort down last week, and we're going to need a big week out of them again, because we can get them behind the sticks where they're a little more likely to throw the ball, then we can, you know, our secondary can be ready for that. But if they're in second and short, second and medium, all of a sudden that bootleg, all of a sudden the shot plays, and they're not afraid to use those because they can come back and pick up third and short or third and medium on the next play. So we've got to win first down, and that really starts with the D-line.
They've got Walker Reif right now leading them, averaging about 8.1 yards per carry. What type of running back is he, and how do they use him?
He's quick. You know, he's really elusive in the open field, and he's just got breakaway speed. He's not overly big, maybe 150, 160 pounds, but he's got really good feet. He's got really good speed. They're not afraid to use him in the dive game, inside game, but it's definitely, and they'll snap it to him a wildcat. But they really try to push the edges with him. But he can find a crease. He can find a cutback. He's really good at that as well. And if you over pursue, you're in for a big play, because he's got really good vision, really good feet, and he can press it to the strong side, or he can cut back to the weak side. So he's definitely kind of the key cog in their offense, but they've got other ones as well.
How do they use their pass game?
Well, you know, the big thing for them is Colson Evans. You know, he's a 6'5 target. He's a kid that can, you know, dunk with ease in basketball, just an athletic specimen. They kind of just throw it up and let him go get it at times. They'll run one-man routes or two-man routes. Other times they'll release all three or four. But he's definitely where it starts. Quarterback throws a nice ball. He really does. He's not always staring down Colson either. You know, against Xyre HK, he hit, I think it was the King kid, on a deep out. It had some zip on it. It was well timed, but set up their winning touchdown with less than 10 seconds left. So their pass game's lethal if you let them, especially if you let them get to the play action game and one of those tight ends runs by you. And they're capable of big plays. You know, against Cam, they had a 75 yard touchdown where the quarterback scrambled around and heaved it from his end zone, and it traveled well past midfield. You know, I think it was probably a 50 yard throw in the air. And Colson came down with it, ran the rest of the way. And so they're capable of making big plays in the pass game. There's no doubt about it.
Coach, I thought last week offensively you guys blocked really well up front. And then I was really impressed with the way your tight ends and backs and receivers block a downfield. What can you get to work in the run game against West Harrison? What do you expect to see out of them defensively?
Obviously last week was pretty good. I thought our blocking downfield's getting better as the year goes, and that's the difference in average plays and good plays and good plays and touchdowns. I mean, it's that simple. If we want to make the explosive like we always want to be, we've got to block for each other, and we've got to do it at the next level. I thought Cooper Nielsen's effort was outstanding. There's a couple times that, you know, he's playing right guard for us, and he's down, you know, springing a key block on a jet sweep left, where he's meeting a safety at 25 yards down, getting in front of Manny. Just incredible effort. And then, you know, I thought Grant and Edward at outside receiver tight ends, they blocked well. And I thought Evan and Manny and Aaron all blocked, not so much Aaron, but Evan and Manny blocked for each other and for Aaron relatively well. It was a collective team effort. And this week it's got to be the same thing. You know, if we don't do our jobs, if one guy doesn't do their job, if you're supposed to cut a DN on the backside or you're supposed to reach a DN on the play side, all of a sudden those two, their DNs are going to blow it up. And it takes one guy screwing up to create a negative play or a small gain. And we have to stay explosive. We have to get chunk yardage to keep ourselves alive on drives. You know, it was a difference against Cam. We didn't do it very well, and we were, you know, very limited on offense. Against CRB, we did it well, and we were very explosive on offense. So there's no doubt about it. We've got to block well, and we've got to block downfield, and we need to stay explosive.
What do you expect the atmosphere to be like on Friday night?
I don't know. You know, I really don't know. You know, it's a long drive for us. I imagine there'll be a few Wheeler fans that show up, though. We generally travel pretty well. But it's going to be a little chillier than it's been. We're just curious what kind of people will make the trip for us. And for them, you know, I expect it'll be a pretty rowdy group on their end. But at the same time, it's just a unique setup over there. There's no fans on the visiting side. We're over on our own. All the fans sit on the home side, so it's just a little bit different. So there's not a ton of noise behind us, which allows us to make a few more audibles and maybe communicate with our kids a little bit better. So it's not all bad by any means for as far as we're concerned. But you know, when we start the game, you know, you don't really notice the fans or the anything else. You know, our kids are dialed in, our coaches are dialed in. You kind of black out everything else that's around you a little bit. So it should be a fun one. I assume it's parents' night for them. I assume it's, you know, our senior night for them. If they win Friday night, it's their final district game. So if they win Friday night, it's their sole district title. I'm sure that's something they're talking about and they want to celebrate Friday night. So So we're going to get their full attention, their full effort, and we've got to be ready to give ours. And if both teams do that, it should be a whale of a game Friday night.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. Good to catch up with you and chat about this game. I know the guys will look forward to talking to you on the scoreboard show on the way home as well.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. Again, they head to West Harrison for a battle for first place in the district coming up on Friday night.